Let's go.
The most energetic, fit, and stress-resilient people on the planet practice daily habits to keep their hormones balanced, their gut healthy, and their muscles and mind strong. Welcome to That Fitness Couple. We're Mike and Corey Beth Lepowski, founders of Pure Physique.
This podcast is designed to provide you with everything we've discovered and continue to discover about nutrition, training, and lifestyle. Today, we all live hectic lives.
So we've made it our mission to make your fitness time efficient and to build you up. Hope you share and enjoy. Let's dive into today's episode.
Let's go.
Funny story to share with you all today. The other night, our oldest son, Reardon, and I were sitting down doing his homework. And he turned to me and he said, "Oh, I have to draw the food pyramid." And immediately I had this huge grin on my face. I said, "I'll help you with that." And so we took out a piece of paper and I proceeded to draw the pyramid, except I drew it upside down. And already I could see his wheels starting to turn because he knew where I was going with this. And so then I proceeded to draw a couple of lines, horizontal lines, to create the sections. And I made the top section the biggest. And then, of course, everything shrunk down from there. What came next is what he was really excited about, which was at the very top in that huge section of this upside down pyramid, I wrote protein. Underneath that, fat. Underneath that, carbs. And underneath that, sugar. And I said, "All right, bud, it's up to you now." And then he proceeded to draw away.
Well, it's funny because it was actually the night before Reardon came home from his homeschooling program and said, "You know, I'm so annoyed. I got to draw this food pyramid and I don't want to draw the food pyramid because the food pyramid is not accurate. It's not right. We shouldn't be eating that way." You know, and it's funny, teacher me that always like to get A's and things like that. I'm like, if that's the assignment for this program, like just draw the food pyramid. So I loved that Mike actually picked up this assignment and did what Mike does, which is, as not the best student in school, Mike actually has these amazing creative ideas, right? I'm so used to just following suit with like, "What is it that you want?" "Yes, okay, I will do exactly what you want." Where Mike's like, "I'm not doing that." And so I think the better part was when Reardon went in to present it to his homeschool group, a couple of the students, of course, thought it was hilarious because they know very much where Reardon stands when it comes to nutrition and eating based on the lunches that he brings to this program. And I think the favorite of for me personally was the way he described his teacher's reaction. This amazing teacher that helps with tutoring and his education, he said that she just raised her eyebrows, but like didn't make any, you know, remarks in the classroom because she comes from a very different philosophy of being more vegetarian for some health reasons right now. And so they always have some very heated discussions about, you know, the best way to eat and the nutrition that we should be following. But at the end of the day, you know, I think it's important to educate our children in different ways and tell them that it's okay to not follow what it is that's being perpetuated. Because when you look around at all of America, I mean, I'm sorry, we live in a world right now where everyone is overweight or obese. Cancer is running rampant. So like, what are we doing wrong?
Well, we're doing a lot wrong. And I think what was actually fun about this assignment, even for me, I mean, we can get on here and we could talk about the need for high protein and that we should eat a predominantly animal-based diet and all of that stuff. But even for me, actually looking at this on paper and him sitting there drawing it out, it was awesome because for in that moment, we're starting to have this conversation and we're talking about why it's so important. And, you know, he's heard us talk about this before. You've heard us talk about this before. But it was so different him going through this activity of going through those sections and especially getting down to the sugar. And it was almost like you could see the light bulb going off in his head that, oh my gosh, yeah, he drew an ice cream cone and he drew a gummy bear and he drew a lollipop. But it was that understanding or that visual of seeing how much of his nutrition should be made up of that compared to all of the other things. So going up the line from sugar, it was like carbohydrates and understanding that, yeah, you know, there are carbohydrates that are not terrible for you, like eating processed sugar.
I see a banana here. It looks like a banana.
There was a banana there. There was fruit.
Oatmeal.
He had a piece of broccoli in there. I know that doesn't look like a piece of broccoli, but it was just the understanding that, hey, even those foods, maybe we want to be more conscious about eating those in more limited amounts. And then the fats. And what was cool about the fats was his surprise over what things constituted fat. He looked at me, he goes, bacon's fat? I go, yeah, I mean, bacon is predominantly fat. It falls into that protein fat category. But just seeing, you know, him being able to visually see, okay, this is what a day should look like. It should look like predominantly protein. There should be fat in there, and we don't have to add a lot of that in if we're eating high quality proteins, especially animal proteins. But then my carbohydrate intake should be somewhat limited. You know, we're not telling him it has to be non-existent, but then being so conscious of where are those carbohydrates coming from? You know, it should be more fruits and, dare I say, vegetables. And then you have that little bit of sugar. Yeah. And I think that if we all actually took the time to create this same food pyramid for ourselves, we can then start to think about what does not just my day look like, but what does my plate look like? And I think if we start there, I mean, I talk a lot with many of our clients about taking it meal by meal. You know, so many times we get caught up in the way that we're supposed to eat and we feel overwhelmed because I'm not sure I could do this or that. But it's like, just literally take it one meal at a time. And if you took each meal with this type of mindset or this visual, I think it would help a lot of people.
Yeah, I can't agree more. And listen, coming from public school classrooms, I mean, every holiday was munchkins. It's just what people brought in. It was simple. It was easy. You don't have to worry about allergies. You know, there's all of the things. And just before, I guess you guys drew this, the children, they put on a beautiful rendition of Little Drummer Boy. It was a performance that they did. And knowing that they were going to have an entire hour and a half of play practice, I'm like, gosh, I want to go drop something by. And, you know, our old wiring and old conditioning, or I should say like just our default, I'm like, oh, munchkins. Oh my gosh, why am I going to go feed these kids munchkins? They're going to be hopped up on sugar. It's going to be terrible for the play director. They're not going to be able to focus. And so, you know, I dropped off a platter of fruit. It was like that in between where they would still have something that maybe was delicious and they would want. And it's like, if we just start thinking, like we're looking at this food pyramid while we're sitting here talking to you guys. And it's like, if we literally have that visual representation in front of us, you know, it does change the way we think about food. It does change some of the decisions that we're making on a day-to-day basis, because I think our default is always going to be the easiest thing. I mean, gosh, we got home from the performance last night. I looked at Mike. I'm like, oh my gosh, I barely ate today. Like, I'm hungry, you know? And we had a friend that had baked cookies and that's on the counter. And again, I'm just going to say me, you know, if you want to put yourself in here, you can. But I think the easiest thing would have been to just open up the bag of cookies and pop a cookie in my mouth. But I'm like, stop. You're going to feel terrible tomorrow. You get pimples on your face. Like, when we really start to think about what this stuff does, it is so simple. It is so easy. It's so grab and go. It's so convenient, right? Picking up a box of munchkins is cheap. Picking up a platter of fruit was expensive compared to munchkins. It's harder. It needed refrigeration. I had to get plates and I had to get forks. But at the end of the day, you know, being so cognizant of that, it makes such a big difference in the way that we feel, in the way that we think, in the way that we can like address our life and the things that are in front of us, our goals. And so I ended up making a protein shake last night. It was literally like 9 o'clock at night and I woofed down a protein shake, but like I felt okay. And even though it took me 5 minutes to make it instead of like the 30 seconds it would take me, or not even to open up that bag of Ziploc cookies and pop a cookie in my mouth, I felt so much better. And the last point that I'm going to make, I don't mean to be preachy here at all. Like, literally don't mean to be preachy. When it comes to our kids, it's like, oh, I'm eating pretzels because, well, I have them in the house for the kids. I'm eating goldfish because, oh, I have them in the house for the kids. I just want to say, from a place of like total love and being that person that used to make those excuses and say those things, your kids shouldn't be eating them either. They don't need them. There's absolutely no reason that our kids should be snacking on that stuff. Like, a human is a human. And if you shouldn't be eating it because it goes right to your butt and your thighs, you know, even though you don't physically see it on your child, that's also not things. I'm not even going to call it food. That's not stuff your kids should be eating or should be eating either. Hey, we hope you're enjoying our show and finding it valuable. If you could do us a quick favor, it would mean the world to us. Please take a moment to rate and review our podcast on your favorite platform. Your reviews help us reach more people and share our message. Plus, we'd love to hear your feedback. Thanks for being awesome and supporting us. Now, back to the show.
I'm glad you brought up the topic of convenience, because actually just staring at this upside down food pyramid, I mean, it's a visual also of why people struggle with their nutrition, because if we go all the way to the bottom and we look at the sugar, even though it's supposed to be a very small section, that also happens to be the most convenient foods for people to consume. And when we are at that stage of the day or the week where we're highly busy and the only thing that we could go for is something that's going to be quick and convenient, that sugar section is probably the fastest and easiest thing that we can get. It can give us that shot of energy. It's easily accessible. And what winds up happening is that sugar section, which is supposed to be very limited, all of a sudden opens up to a much wider range of occurrence than should happen. And then we go up from there, the carbohydrates, right? Or even our healthy carbohydrates, those are the ones that are the most convenient. And when we look at protein and fat, I mean, protein is the thing that we should be prioritizing above all things. In fact, the Greek translation of protein is proteos, which means of primary importance. So even the Greeks realized that we should be putting protein at the forefront. However, preparing those foods is not convenient. That is highly inconvenient.
So they require refrigeration. Like you look at protein and fat, most of the stuff's got to be refrigerated, whereas carbs and sugar on your counter, in your pantry, keep it in your car, lasts forever. Like it's so easy.
Well, and that's why I think that if there is a way to be in that moment where you're looking for something that's going to be quick and easy and convenient, that's where the fat column to me is the most interesting because, you know, he has on his fat column bacon and we can always pre-prepare bacon. In terms of protein and fat, we'll oftentimes go to beef sticks. But also on here is cheese. He's got an avocado on there. And these are things that can be very quick and convenient, yet we know that these are healthy foods for us. These are things that our body is going to utilize in a way that is going to help sustain our health, sustain our energy, and, you know, it's going to help sustain our waistline.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, it's interesting. We're kind of in a phase right now where I'm having a lot of parents reach out for help with their children, you know, and I'll talk to families, predominantly, you know, young girls, young women, about nutrition and mindset and things like that. And the interesting thing is a lot of these young ladies have brothers that are bean poles, you know, like they're thin as a rail. And as parents, we have this preconceived notion that, okay, because my daughter is struggling with her weight, we need to talk to her about nutrition. But my son, who's actually eating the same exact thing, but he's like thin, like he's good. And like, this is such a wrong belief. It's such a wrong way to think about nutrition because even though he physically looks okay, you know, by our American standards, they both will have trouble focusing. They both will have trouble going to sleep at night. They're both going to have energy highs and lows and dips. They're both going to feel fatigued. They both are going to have the same impact in their gut, you know, their microbiome, their skin, maybe like developing acne. And it's just so crazy the way that we think about nutrition. You know, it's if you look okay, then what you're eating is okay. And that is absolutely positively not always true.
Yeah, that's the problem with judging based on what we see on the surface. And for a lot of people, unfortunately, nutrition or even exercise for that matter, don't become a point of focus until they're looking at themselves and they're seeing something reflecting back that they don't like. And now it's like, oh my gosh, I have to do something about this. Meanwhile, the way that you've been eating or the way that you've been behaving or your lifestyle, however you want to position it, what you've been doing all this time has not been serving you. It's just that now it's finally showing outwardly and you realize that I have to change something. But internally, you know, the damage has already been done. Not that it's not reversible, it absolutely is, but reversing it also starts with turning that food pyramid upside down like me and Reardon did and actually starting to think about the way that we approach our day and approach each meal and eating more in line with the upside down food pyramid.
Yeah. Well, I think a great actionable, especially as we go into the busy holiday season that's filled with cookies and sweets and alcohol, which you can put alcohol, by the way, in the carb column, even though it's empty carbohydrates, like that definitely falls more there. It's that we want to prioritize our protein. That's number one, top of the upside down pyramid. I love that you drew this. Number two is we want to get full on fat. So, you know, you're going to have fat in those proteins. There's fat in steak. There's fat in salmon. There's fat in chicken thighs. There's fat in eggs. You know, you don't have to go over the top adding fat, but you're going to get full on fat. And then third, be careful with carbs. You know, just be mindful. I don't believe in a mindset of restriction. You know, I'm not allowed to have that because I think subconsciously our brains like to be a little bit rebellious, you know, like I can't have this, so I'm going to treat myself on it. Like, no, that's not a treat. That's a choice, right? So be careful with carbs. And then sugar really should be the last thing. I love actually speaking with my 91-year-old grandmother. And she's like, sugar is such a crazy thing. Back in the 50s and 60s, she said it would be such a treat for someone to get like a little candy or a little mint or butterscotch, you know, like little butterscotch candies. And that would be it. But when we start to look at school lunch boxes or school lunches, guys, there's sugar everywhere. I mean, it's in the yogurt, it's in the milk. And then it's like, well, let me just send candy. Let me send some cookies. Let me send some extra stuff. Like everything is so laden with sugar. So if that's something that maybe you want to focus on, we recommend in our challenges, look for 15 grams or less of added sugar a day. And I think first it's important, just look, collect some data on your day. Like how much sugar are you consuming on a regular day and kind of assess that. And then aim for 15 grams or less. Like, see, what is that going to take? What does that look like? How do I feel when I really reduce that sugar? But literally, just go 70 years earlier in human history, we never consumed sugar at the rate that we are consuming it today.
And when you are taking that time to read your food labels and start recognizing where is this extra sugar? Oh my gosh, it's in this and that and the other thing that I usually eat. Now the next part of it is thinking about what are you going to do instead? Because it's one thing to recognize these things and then feel as if I can't eat anything. But it's another thing to recognize, okay, this is my opportunity to consume higher amounts of protein or consume higher amounts of fat. Start looking at those other foods. Most of the time when we're feeling famished, we're feeling run down, it's because we didn't set ourselves up properly in the first place, meaning in the meals before or the night before. The way that we eat hours before we start feeling hungry usually dictates, number one, when that hunger comes on, and number two, what form that hunger comes on, meaning does it come on with you having this insatiable need for sugar or going for carbohydrates, or is it something where because you do follow a more animal-based approach to your nutrition, hunger comes on more naturally, and you just gradually start to feel as if it's time to eat. I don't necessarily need to, but maybe I will. Or you're finally getting to that point where, all right, it's been several hours since I last ate. You know what? I really need to have something. But because you've done such a good job in your previous meals, choosing foods that are not causing these massive fluctuations in your blood sugar or your insulin, now the hormones responsible for triggering your hunger are in better balance. And we're starting to approach this time of feeling hungry, not with these crazy cravings, but rather just a very natural, it's time to eat type of feeling. And so taking this approach of prioritizing that protein plays a huge, huge role in how you're going to feel in the next meal or possibly the next day.
I'm hungry. Let's go eat.
All right. It's time. All right, guys. Well, hopefully this was helpful to some of you. And if you want to check out the food pyramid that me and Reardon put together, you could just go ahead into my Instagram. I posted it up today and I think you'll get a kick out of it. But I would also encourage you to sit down with your own children and do this. Lay it out. See what they would put down and then help to direct them to draw another one with maybe different choices. That said, hope you guys have an awesome one. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks for tuning in. If you're a busy working parent like us, you understand the daily challenges. Our mission is to make exercise and nutrition simple and exciting, helping you and your family thrive even on the busiest days. We've got a fantastic free 5-day online challenge that's tailor-made for super busy people like you.
If you like a high-vibe workout environment with professional coaching, swing by one of our franchise studios for a free intro workout.
Check the show notes for details or head on over to purephysique.com when you have a moment. We know those moments are rare.
Until next time, lift weights, eat meat, and never forget, you were created on purpose for a purpose.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.